Like Pilate, we condemn Christ by our silence. September 20. Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Before the judgment seat, Christ stands bound as a prisoner. The judge looks upon him with suspicion and severity. The people are fast gathering, and spectators are on every side as the charges against him are read. He says he is the king of the Jews. He refuses to pay tribute to Caesar. He makes himself equal with God. Pilate was convinced that no evidence of the guilt of Christ could be substantiated, notwithstanding the priests and rulers had declared that he had spoken blasphemy. But the Jews were under the inspiration of Satan, as was Cain and other murderers who have determined to destroy life rather than to save it. And they were the more fierce, saying, He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. Here Pilate thought he saw a chance how he might rid himself of the whole matter of the trial of Christ. He perceived clearly that the Jews had delivered Christ up from envy. As soon as he knew that he, Christ, belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. This was the Herod whose hands were stained with the blood of John. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. The work and mission of Christ in this world was not to gratify the idle curiosity of princes, rulers, scribes, priests, or peasants. He came to heal the brokenhearted. Could Christ have spoken any word to heal the bruises of sin-sick souls, he would not have kept silent. But the precious gems of truth, he had instructed his disciples, were not to be cast before swine. And Christ's deportment and silence before Herod made his silence eloquent. The Jewish people had brought their long-looked-for Messiah for condemnation to the power to which they themselves were in bondage. They sought to obtain the condemnation of the Prince of Life, the only one who could deliver them from their bondage.